Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Amy. May I have your name, please?
Hi, my name is Peter. How are you?
Hi.
I have a little bit of a question. I have a little account with you guys. I think I've ordered some stuff from you before. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, my email address is no longer valid. And I need to give you my new address on my account. But I can't update it. So I was just wondering if there's a way that you guys can update that for me.
Oh, sure. May I have your last name, please?
Yes, it's Kirby. K-I-R-B-Y.
And first name was Peter, right?
Peter.
Okay, thank you. And would you please verify the shipping address?
Sure. 562 Rock Ridge Road, Fairfield, Connecticut, 06824.
Alrighty, thanks so much. Okay, so you want to just update your email address, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, so what we go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, will that change my login as well? So I'm just curious because I have to update my system so that I know how to log in next time if I need to use it.
No, your login info will stay the same.
It'll stay the same, but correspondence.
But correspondence, it will go to the new email, right?
Perfect. That's fine.
And what's that email?
Okay. You want my old one or my new one or both?
Your new one.
Okay. It's my first initial P.Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, and I'll spell this out for you, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, P as in Peter, that's SCAP, and then the word auto, A-U-T-O, .com.
Okay. So P is in Paul dot K-I-R-B-Y at SCAPAUTO.com.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Alrighty, so we've got that updated for you. Now today we do have a probiotic that helps boost your immune system and supports digestive health. For $19.99, we can get you a 30-day supply with a 30-day money-back guarantee if you'd like to add that.
No, I appreciate the offer, but I'm already on one, and I'd rather not mix them at this time, but maybe down the road.
All righty. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
That's it. Now, should I try logging into the portal and see if it's updated, or does that take time to update?
It doesn't have anything to do with your login, so you should be able to log in now.
Oh, okay. Let me do that real quick, just so that I have it. I just didn't want to order something and then not get the emails from you guys, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let me log in. Try it again. Okay, so it got me in, and then I would go to my account in order to see the email, I'm sure. Because it tells me that I'm logged in with my old login ID, which is that old email address, but that's not a problem. Now I'm seeing a coupon. Where the heck does it show the – I don't see it now.
Where does it show what?
I'm clicking on the My Account drop down to try to see where the email address is. It doesn't show the email address. I guess I have to take your word for it.
let's see. Yeah. I'm not sure where it's exactly located on the account there, but yeah, we've got you updated. Let's see.
Yeah, usually if you go to your account, there's just a little place for you to either log out or click on My Account. And if I click on My Account, it's – oh, wait a minute. Manage Subscription. Let me click that. Maybe that's where you go. Welcome Peter Kirby to the Subscriptions page. Nope. Says no subscriptions, and there's no email address there either. I was just concerned, like I said, if I placed an order that.
You're concerned that it won't. What?
That the email wouldn't come to me, you know, like with the invoice and the order information.
No, I've got
that,
it on
that order. That,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, because the Gmail account's going to be closed within a few days.
Okay. Yeah, no, I can update it on the Order Logics, but you do have a Shopify account. So let's see. Yeah, because it did not update on your Shopify account. And that is something that you would need to do online there. And that's what you're trying to, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I update the Shopify?
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. It is going to allow me to update it here. So p.kirby. Let's go back over here at scapauto.com.
Correct.
At scapauto.com. Okay, yeah. So it let me, was able to actually update that on your.
Mm-hmm. So I won't see that anywhere on my, when I log in, there's no, because I all I can do is go to the Omax Health website and log in,
right.
but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't show me any what my email address is.
Huh.
I just assumed that my login was my email address, and that's why I asked.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought was the case. Is that not? Let's see here. Or, you know, or whatever you created.
How about if we do this? Can you delete my account and we'll create a new one and I'll just use the new email address?
Well, actually, it's I got you updated on Shopify. So I just checked it to see what it's searchable with, and it's the new email. Because I can't really, you know, that would cancel out all of your.
No, that's okay. I only ordered a couple things. If I have to order them again, I know how to get to you. As long as I have the right login, I'll just go right to your site and order again. I'll tell you what, you know, my email address was found on the dark web, and I really don't want any association with that email address to any accounts that might have my credit card in it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the reason why I'm doing this. So
okay. I've totally deleted those old ones, and we've got your new email address. So the old one isn't even on here anymore. What are you logging in with?
PeterKirb@gmail.com. You want me to log out and try the other one?
Yeah, log out and then try log in again so you'll know which one is your.
Okay.
Your login.
Let me try that. Let me try that again.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm nervous about that. You know, these, who knows what these guys do?
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm trying to clean it. It's a big job trying to clean all this stuff up.
How did you find that out?
Well, my financial company that I have my assets with offers identity protection. And if they see, you can ask to track your social security number, track your email, track your everything. And if they see any funny business on the dark web, they let you know.
Okay.
And recently they saw some funny business, so I'm
nervous
to leave any. Yeah. Now, thankfully, nothing's been breached that I know of, but I want to keep it that way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Huh.
Okay, so let me just go back to the login over here. Okay. Okay. So now you want me to try logging in with the p.kirk?
Actually, no, it shouldn't. Yeah, try to log in with that one and see. I don't think it auto updates to your login, but let's try it. This is a new case here. So we've never had this before. So let's see. Yeah, try it with that one. I have a feeling it's going to be, your login's going to remain the same.
No, it let me log in.
Really? Okay, well, yeah. There we go. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, yeah, so, I guess it took me having, yeah, we got it on the Shopify account, so you're good to go.
Yeah, see, that, and that's invisible to me. I don't even know what a Shopify account is.
Oh, well, like when you order online?
Right.
That's all it is.
You're right. But mm-hmm. So that's where my information was really stored, but that's not where I logged in to order stuff. So I didn't know that existed. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, so now that's good. Now let me log out and try to log back in with my old one, and if it doesn't work, then we're good to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. Okay.
Nope, it won't work with the old one. Awesome.
Good deal. Very good.
So you did good.
Good deal.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Kirby, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I think I'm all set. Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks so much for calling OMAX Health. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.